Welcome, friend, to Spider on the Web number 62. Being even numbered, it will be an all-music podcast. We open this time with some of the music my wife Jeannie and I will be listening to live tonight in Vancouver, the piano stylings of her sister Kathleen Rubico, and an accompanying vocalist you may know named Miss Dionne Warwick. The David she refers to at the start is singer David Elliott, whom you'll get to hear a little later on. Meanwhile, wail on, Ms. Dionne.
Yeah, I'm so very, very happy and proud to have David out with me. I guess you can't tell. What's it all about? Alfie, is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about? When you sort it out, Alfie, are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind and if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel, and in life belongs only to the strong, Alfie. What we live on an old golden rule, as sure as I believe there's a heaven above. Help me, I know there's something much more, something even non-believers can believe in. I believe in love. Help me. Without true love, we just exist. Alfie, until you find the love you've missed, you're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day. Alfie, oh Alfie, Alfie. What's it all about? Dear Alfie, thank you.
Thank you so very, very much.
I tell you, my sister-in-law Kathleen is so good. She doesn't need an ace old pro like Dionne Warwick. She can make anybody sound good. And I'm about to prove that. The youngest of the five Rubico sisters, my sister Dory, has threatened for a long time to lay down a vocal track on the piano instrumental that follows, given to us graciously by Kathy. So far, she has not delivered. I'm going to drive her into it by producing a version of my own. This is my vocal over Kathy's instrumental of her song, My Beautiful Fate With You. And I would like to dedicate this to the second of the Rubico sisters, my wife Jeannie. Sampling day to day with you is tasting joy, feeling new, making peace an easy thing to do. Being whole is my natural state, my beautiful fate with you. Before you came, my life was lost, all loving still, unfulfilled, never knowing what my heart was saying, never praying. Oh, what a dismal world I lived in. Living real, growing to understand that the world's a series of dreams made to come true with you. Oh, what joy my heart is singing, a bursting hope. Treasured birds to share for our last day on earth. A poem of trust and faith, my beautiful faith with you. All right, so much for immediate family. Now let's branch out to friends and former neighbors. Peter Armstrong used to live a couple of hundred meters from my door here at Tottering on the Brink, and while he did, he was the recording engineer for the spoken word portion of my CD, Belaboring the Obvious. He's since moved to Vancouver, where he works in IT, and still occasionally makes a bit of music like this here. Thank you. case you are the hypothetical man from Mars, that was Miles Davis's All Blues, Peter Armstrong on the keyboards. Check him out at peterarmstrong.com. Here's another one by a friend, yet another commercially unavailable track by a friend I met a long time ago on Bourbon Street. Unfortunately, at the time, I was sick as a dog and drunk as a skunk. Nonetheless, it was a memorable meeting. Here is Tracy Cahill, formerly of New Orleans, now of Memphis, performing her own composition, Center of the Storm. Tracy runs festivals for insufficiently grateful people in Memphis, but some time back she ran a gin mill on Bourbon Street I happened to crawl into at just a pivotal time in my life. I'd been in New Orleans with Jeannie for a week, and I'd spent every minute of that week deathly ill. So ill I never left the hotel room. In fact, I never really left the track between my half of the bed and the bathroom. The last night there, I just made up my mind that I was going to go out and hit the quarter if it killed me. I walked into a joint in Bourbon Street, and the first thing that hit me in the face was the music of Tracy's husband, Breeze. About halfway through a track like this one, I decided maybe I could stand to drink me a hurricane after all. From his album State of My Heart, here's Brian Breeze, K.O.L., and Don't Burn Your Bridges.
Don't want you to go, but you don't want to stay. So, little girl, before you go, here's all I have to say. You remember, baby, don't burn your bridges. You might need me when the thick gets thin. And if you burn your bridges now, then I'm afraid you'll be out of reach, my friend. Someone that your little heart desires, yeah. Well, it's a hot and torrid, and you're so up for it. While you're playing with fire, remember, baby, don't burn your bridges now. Said be careful with your brain. Said you're gonna need a friend now. I love you so, and I know that you know. Girl, I always will. So remember, baby, don't burn your bridges. You should never, 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 never do it. Cause if you burn your bridges, then you're out on your own. With no way back again, baby. Don't burn your bridges. You might need me when the thick gets thin. Cause if you burn your bridges, then how in this world can you ever get home again, baby?
Well, by the end of that track and that hurricane, I was ready to hear me some serious horn, and the breeze blew me away with something like this here, Gospel Lullaby.
Thank you.
Brian blows baritone sax for Alan Toussaint's Crescent City Horns. If you bought either the CD or the DVD that Alan did with Elvis Costello, The River in Reverse, then you've heard DeBreeze's work before. Now that he lives in Memphis, he performs from time to time with a couple of other expats in a group called themselves the New Orleans Jazz Ramblers. I'd just like to play you one sample track here. They recorded it first thing in the morning before any warm-up. This is the Blackbird Special.
Thank you.
I downloaded that Ramblers clip from acidplanet.com. Regrettably, they do not seem to have a CD out yet. For information on how you can buy the CDs of Brian Breeze Kaol, go to kaol.com. And I hope Tracy will have her own website up one day real soon. And now for something completely different. A little later on, I hope to play you some examples of some of my favorite big band arrangers of all time. First, however, I want to spend a little time over on the other side of the planet. Just about literally. If you were to take a map of Asia, cut it out of cardboard, and balance it on a pin, the pin would be sticking in a little place called Tuva. And Tuva is the place from which originates an art form known as Tuvan throat singing. First, I'll play you the first Tuvan throat singing I ever heard, which introduced me to the field. This is the great Paul Penna, from the soundtrack of his movie Genghis Blues, explaining more or less in musical form how he started out in San Francisco and ended up in Tuva, winning the international throat singing competition. This is the late, great Paul Earthquake Penna with his Gotta Get 'Em On.
All right, this is a little song called the Gotta Get 'Em On. And I want to do this little tune for such people as Charlie Patton, Howlin' Wolf, Tommy McLennan, and all the real gut bucket scratchy blues singers that helped me to get where I am today. First people that I played with was a man by the name of Sir John Lee Hooker. So I'd like to do this little song, especially the guitar part, in the style of John Lee. This is for you. John Lee Hooker, the big bad cooker. My wife died, went on that long black train. 3 years since then, they've come and gone again. Had to find some way to soothe my soul. That's when I found that gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan. Something from Tuva that I wanted, don't you know? By the time I met Chadana Kongoro, knew how to do that. Can't get a moan. 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 Now I'm going on my way of life. Sometimes you get in trouble, sometimes you have some strife. Some days it seems so bad, people feel like you're all alone. That's when you want to moan that. Gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan. Gotta get a moan, and he goes, oh,
Kargira is only one style of Tuvan throat singing. There are many. Here is a four-man group called Tregilchen. The name means dance of the air in the heat of the day, or miracle in Tuvan. Here's a track whose name I'm sure I'm mispronouncing, Kumegi Yoriel.
Boy, boy, boy.
two more quick tracks of Chergilchin. Bear in mind as you're listening to the first one that all those voices are overtones from only two throats. It is called Duet. The second is called Eldik Kies. Check them out at chergilchin.com. That's chergilchin.com. According to Wikipedia, one of the four members of Chergilchin, Igor Koshkendi, is supposed to be a major student of the singer they call Vladimir Ojupa, or as I know him, Ojupa Vladimir Oyun. Must be a good trick to be a student of his. To the best of my knowledge, Ojupa Vladimir Oyun has produced exactly one album called Divine Music from a Jail. which he created during the 20-odd years he spent in a Soviet prison. Here now with a track from that album titled How the Shadow is Clear, Odjupa Vladimir Oyun. I'm sorry to say I have not been able to find a website for Odjupa Vladimir Oyun. I hope one materializes. I wanted to play you some music by a Tuvan group called Hunhurtu, Hunhurtu. Unfortunately, I seem to have mislaid their damn CD and their DVD. I'll have to get back to you in a future week. As I said earlier, it was the Oscar-nominated film Genghis Blues that got me interested in Tuvan throat singing. It wasn't long at all before my interest in it led me to Seth Augustus of San Francisco. Seth was principal caregiver for Paul Penna during his last days, accompanied him many times to Tuva, and has sort of inherited the mantle of Tuvan-using bluesman in North America today. I'm going to play you a couple of quick representative tracks from his most recent album, To the Pouring Rain, and if you like them, I recommend you head to SethAugustus.com. Here's Buffalo, followed by the Convolution Blues.
Yeah. beach on the moon. There's wind on the water, and the grass waves its wand. I could give you these clothes if you loan me your nose. The dogwood's in bloom, and the scent is in the wind. If you so require, I would steal you some fire in the thick of the evening when the crickets sing the wood.
Obviously going to have to put off my festival of big band arrangers for another time. I'm already approaching a full lid. There's barely time to keep the promise I made to you at the very beginning of this podcast that you would get to hear some of singer David Elliott duetting with the great Dionne Warwick, accompanied by my sister-in-law Kathleen Rubico. Notice how at the end of the track, Kathy manages to coax them both out onto the end of a long limb from which they manage to sing their way back. After all, that's what friends are for.
And this is really all it's all about. The art of loving, the art of giving, the art of caring and sharing. And I never thought I'd be this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you, and if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure. Well, that's what friends are for. Good times or in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Oh, yeah.
In the well, you came. And now there's so much more I see. Yeah, and so by the way, I thank you, oh, and then for the times when we're apart. Well, just close your eyes and know these words are coming from my heart. And then if you can, remember to keep smiling.
Smile.
Keep shining,
shine.
Knowing you can always count on me.
For sure.
That's what friends are for. In good times,
good times.
And in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Yes, I will. That's what friends are for.
Yeah, that's what friends are for. In good times or in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Oh, oh,
oh. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
That's what friends are for. So all of you, keep smiling and shine, knowing you can count on D and D for sure. You see, that's what friends are for.
Keep smiling, mm-hmm. Keep shining.
Uh-huh. You can always count.
You see, that's what friends. I said, that's what friends. That's
What can I say? That's what friends and family are for. The only possible way to close out this podcast, it seems to me, is to let Sister Kathy take a vocal on one of her own compositions. This is an ancient recording made with Stone Age technology, but that don't matter. Just listen to this woman sing a song. This is Kathleen Rubico taking us home with Morning Hours.
Clock ticking down, my love and I sitting around. Candles burnt out, but our talking's just got off the ground. He says his shoulder aches, so I give him a break and share my fantasies. So full he laughs, and I soothe his pain. We spend time like it was borrowed from tomorrow. And we live love in the morning hours. We spend time like it was borrowed from tomorrow. He's making sense. I'm listening like the tides to the pull of the moon. Then it's my turn and I flood him inside with the warmth that's behind my eyes. We drink a little wine, our thoughts lull and intertwine. Then he takes my hand and we go together and we soothe our pain. And we live love in the morning hours. We spend time like it was borrowed from tomorrow. Like it was borrowed from tomorrow. Morning comes, I get up and leave him. A kiss and goodbye, you wonder why you do it. To start it all over again. It's like the gambler who tries and cries and someday sees the cards finally coming out all right, and he soothes my pain. And we live in love in the morning hours. We spend time like it was borrowed from tomorrow. And we live in love in the morning hours. We spend time like it was borrowed.
I greatly appreciate your subscriptions and your PayPal donations at spiderrobinson.com for this podcast and your email to spiderweb@shaw.ca. Please come back in a couple of weeks for Spider on the Web number 63, when I hope to bring you some of those big band arrangers I spoke of earlier, and to read you some astonishing fiction by the great David Gerald. In the meantime, if you haven't already, please look for my latest novel, Very Hard Choices. I'm Spider Robinson.